Alright, it's me, it's Scott, the Southside Messenger, and I'm here with Ken Patterson. And we're going to get a little update on what's going on in Victoria with the Uptown Project and the trail and some of the other things. Let's see, just a little background. Ken, how long have you been a manager?
I've been managing here since 2007, July of 2007.
Okay. And how did you find the job? Had you been in working before here or started with...
Started off as a police officer.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then went to assistant chief / assistant town manager, so I assisted both.
Okay.
Which other project was going on, and then when the town manager position came open, I applied for that position.
So you get to know it from the inside out, the inner workings and the actual workings of how it goes. That's a very good that's a good thing. Where do you hail from originally?
Ohio originally is where I grew up.
Okay.
And went into the service in 1989 and stayed in the service through 1997.
Okay. All right. Now, it looks like we're seeing some things happening with the sidewalks and the curb around here. Tell us a little bit about, I guess, this is the Uptown Project.
This would be the first phase. We were only released so much of the money, and so basically we released like a quarter of the funds
right.
The first year, and we were released another quarter of the funds the next following year. So what we did was we decided to wait till we had about half the money.
At least to make a dent in it.
That also reduces the amount of engineering the cost to actually advertise,
sure.
Bid, create the documents for that actual construction zone.
Okay.
So we decided to try to split it in half. So we're going to try to accomplish half of the project.
Okay.
And that would continue on probably through July 1. Might be a little after July, depends on weather conditions.
Okay.
But it's slated somewhere around that time period.
So it looks like a large part of the project right now has been up by the bank. Now, the work that's been going on the bridge there, is that connected with the Uptown Project, or is
no,
that
sir.
Something? Okay.
No, sir. The bridge and the stoplights had nothing to do with the streetscape project,
okay.
Even though there was some confusion about the stoplights.
Right.
The state changed the stoplights. Actually changed our plans because the new poles were in different places than the old poles.
Oh, okay.
So we had to do a little bit of scrambling to change the drawings a little bit at the very end.
I got you.
The state's kind of going away from the cabled stoplights.
Kind of low, okay.
I guess they can, during storm events, get loosened or...
Right. Kind of drag on down over the years, you seem to, till they're almost street level, right, till they get hit. Then they get replaced, exactly. So the first phase of this Uptown Project is going to comprise of what?
It's going to comprise from the town alley by Benchmark Bank.
Okay.
And it'll carry all the way through to just the start of the intersection at 7th Street in Main.
Okay.
It'll include the portion of the 7th Street by the pharmacy back to the back alley behind the buildings on 7th Street.
Okay.
And then it'll also comprise of going to about the Presbyterian Church.
Oh, okay. So this isn't just on the main street. It's also,
off to the side. There's some offshoots off to the side.
All right. And what does that comprise of exactly? I mean, what is that?
It's mostly comprised of sidewalk improvements and handicap ramp improvements. It's designed to bring the sidewalks and stuff up to code.
Okay.
And the handicap ramps up to code. And it also puts the electric lines for Main Street below ground.
Right.
And the only electric lines on Main Street right now are the street light.
Okay.
Lines.
Now, is there a, like you see in Cambridge or Chase City and a lot of other places, the town, the clock type of...
The clock's going to be going right at the corner of Benchmark Bank. Bank donated a piece of land there that the clock plaza will go on.
Right.
We've got a clock on the town's website. You can go to the town's Facebook page.
Town's Facebook page, okay.
If you go to the town's Facebook page, you can see a picture of the exact identical clock.
Okay.
In Dillwyn. And the clock, the mayor will be standing there for a reference. But and I think there's also a computerized drawing of what the clock would look like there.
Okay, so is this different than with the ones that are in Chase City in Cambridge?
It depended on the the historical value of the town, and Victoria, since it had the clock plaza, I mean the railroad yard.
The yard deep on the roundhouse,
sort of
right.
Sort of like Dillwyn, it fits into the historical.
So the motif fits into the founding and the time of the town in that area as far
That's
as of
correct.
That.
A lot of that stuff.
Victoria's a new town compared to those places.
It helps to the designs, you know, the state kind of guides you in the direction that these things, the time period these things
right.
fall under. And I guess it would all be falling under the lines of like 1940s.
Okay.
1940s, somewhere around
within
there,
that.
And the railroad was at its peak.
Right.
Is my guess.
Okay, I see that. Now, this first phase, what is the overall plan as far as for Uptown, or how far will that go when it's finished? And is there another phase to this one after this one?
There's
too,
another
or?
Phase after this one, but
right.
depending on when the actual funding was given.
Oh, okay.
You got to wait till the money's released.
You have to wait till
the
fund, right? You get a letter saying,
"Okay,
yeah."
We got a letter saying we won the money, but
right.
we don't have anything that says that we can spend it yet.
Okay. Well, that must make it a little bit kind of difficult when you're trying to plan, you know, the logistics of where your timing is.
It's extremely difficult, but that's just the way it works.
Kind of the way it is. Now, another obviously big project we kind of chatted before is a lot of the development of the railroad park and the railroad yard, and also the trail, which is starting to have some. Just give me a little bit of kind of update there, if you would.
We've reapplied for the trail grant. It was just reannounced, and I think that actually it's been dropped off probably already, the application. This would be adding to the trail from where we stopped to the airport.
Okay.
So it would be taking it to the Lindenberg Airport. That was our ultimate goal, was to try to at least get it to the airport.
Okay. So they could fly in and then walk into town on the trail and back and forth.
The folks are at some point having bicycles out there, four people flying in. They could
neat.
Get on a bike and pedal on into town.
Yeah. You've had a few people take advantage from the horse trail, I guess, from that side of things. What's happening with that as well? Because I know you're looking at
on the horse campground.
The horse campgrounds.
Well, that's kind of at a standstill, basically, on the fact that you want so many feet of finished trail before you invite horse enthusiasts, just so that you don't have the fact that they come and then they see you only got 2 miles of
and then straight. That's it, so that's the last. Okay.
So the thought is we would just, you know, hopefully if we get this next trail grant, we could really start opening that up.
Okay. All right. What other, it looks like I see, and I had actually spoken with some of the people with the, the Caddis building, but from Fellowship Chair about the flip over and the reuse of the buildings, which is nice because that's a higher traffic area. It'll be good for them. Are there any anything else coming as far as from the business side, new businesses looking at the area, or
no? And that's extremely difficult to start with. It's hard to explain to a lot of folks how difficult that is. Difficult sell our area is to industrial users,
right?
But we try extremely hard to try to get things to come, and it's a difficult job.
Right.
But the, you know, currently we've Fellowship Chair has signed a 6-month lease of the building with a agreement or intent to purchase in 6 months.
Okay.
But other than that, that's all that's transpired so far.
Right.
So they've been moving their warehouse items.
Right. Now Steps is going to be moving into there.
None of that has been.
That's not done. Oh, okay.
Or anything.
Okay.
I know there was an article in the paper, but if you noticed, it said local officials confirmed nothing, and there's a reason
right.
for that. Because
right. No confirmation there. Okay.
I have not gotten any confirmation of anybody
okay.
anywhere, other than the
initial
chair
right.
making a commitment to the prior Caddis building,
right,
which the town of Victoria IDA owns that
right.
building.
Now, from the recreation standpoint, what new is happening at the railroad yard, the railroad park, or is there?
We've been trying for the past 3 years, attempting to put basketball
Okay.
Poured in.
All right.
And we've just been saving money up each year, a little bit of money up each year. The poles themselves, the basketball goals,
right,
have been donated by the youth group. You might want to verify this with the Methodist Church. I'm pretty sure it was the youth group that did the fundraiser for that.
Okay.
So we have the goals, but we don't have the concrete completely saved up yet.
Oh, okay. So it's concrete.
We wanted to use concrete instead of asphalt because of the maintenance issues.
Right.
Concrete lasts a lot longer from everything I've been told.
Yeah.
And a lot less maintenance issues down the line.
Right. And what size will that be as far as from a basketball?
We looked at probably keeping it at a standard high school size.
Okay.
The original town plans for the park included,
right,
two basketball courts and two tennis courts.
Oh, okay.
We're just following the original plans.
Right. Well, I know the some years back to a consultant with the recreational uses. And that's something you've been, you know, kind of going after.
We started with the young kids and have been walking past with the infant children.
Right.
And then we worked our way up to the kind of middle,
right,
middle stage children.
Yeah.
Playground equipment. And the next step was the young adults and teenagers.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw that. That was basically about a group that's going to be doing a fun in the trees type park where you cable roll from one thing to another. Just obviously been real popular in a lot of different areas. So it does show that, you know, that growth on things there. Okay. Well, that's great. All right. It's me with the Uptown.